The following commentary does not necessarily reflect the views of the staff and management of WBCA or Boston Neighborhood Network. If you would like to express another opinion, you can address your comments to Boston Neighborhood Network, 3025 Washington Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02119. To arrange a time for your own commentary, you can call WBCA at 617-708-3241, or you can email radio@bnntv.org.
Good afternoon, Boston. Here we are again on the Other Page radio program, brought to you by Triad Veterans League. My name is Haywood Fennell. I'm a veteran, and I'm going to be here with you for a little while. We got a lot of nice things to say. You know, we got a couple of questions also. You know, we always got questions. This is WBZALP 102.9 FM. Boston's community radio station. And it is such a beautiful day outside. I'm telling you, boy, I couldn't have ordered anything as beautiful as not a lot of humor. You know, it's humidity. I'm sorry, not humor, because we need a lot of humor. But all the things that's going on in the world today, one of the things that I want to get to right quick, and I want to get your attention on this situation.
The vaccine has helped me and has given me some sort of confidence into being back in public. Ahora puedo decir que me siento feliz de haberme vacunado. No me dolió, si eso es alguno de sus preguntas, y tampoco tuve un efecto secundario muy fuerte, nada más fue sueño. En verdad les recomiendo a todos los estudiantes que se vacunen. Es algo seguro y es algo que nos ayudará a retornar al mundo que alguna vez conocimos. So to all the students, I really recommend y'all to get vaccinated. It is something safe, and it is something that is going to help us return to the world we once knew. Thank you.
WBCALP 102.9 FM Boston. The Other Page is here today. We wanted to just get that PSA in regarding safety and the COVID-19 situation that we hear so much about. Unfortunately, it is spreading, and we want to be as careful and as cautious and informed as possible to our listening audience. Some of you are not English is not your first language, excuse me. So we try to add to the flavor of information so that we can make sure you know about the vaccine and its importance of getting indoctrinated, you know, get that shot, wear that mask, keep that safe distance. Again, this is the Other Page Radio. My name is Abel Fennell. And, you know, we started a theater group, some veterans and I and some few other people came together, and we started a theater group based on something that I wrote. I thought it was a play, but it was really at that time just a good little skit about the Harlem Renaissance. And we started that off in July 1997. I introduced it to some folks, and they read it, and I asked them did they think we could perform it as a play, and they said, yeah. And we began to rehearse, and it began to take shape. You know, we had some singing and The late Charlie Johnson was there. He played Bilbo Jangles, the famous tap dancer back during the 20s and the 30s. And we was putting it together. We was really putting it together. At that time, I was living in a shelter over there in Anchor Inn. I had recently gotten out of the VA detox, the last detox, by the way, praise God. And our place of rehearsal was at one of the schools that I don't want to name right now. And a young man that was in charge of the auditorium, he was great. Then a new person came in. And we were getting close to our performance date. And we were informed by the new man that we would not be allowed to perform on that stage. And I said, why? He said, because you don't have any money. You ain't paid nobody. I said, what? He said, yeah, we can't let you do that. And we ended up going up to the Wee Me Carter American Legion Post number 16, and the commander, the late Jim Saucer, allowed us in to use the dance floor as our stage. And it was on a rainy night. And folks came from as far away as Worcester to see this first production of the Harlem Renaissance Revisited. At that time, it was with a Boston flavor. We would later change it to a gospel flavor because of the music genre that we use is gospel. We gave out some awards. Triad Veterans League was the lead sponsoring group. It was our organization. It was our program. And we gave out some honors to some folks. And everybody enjoyed it. You know, I was like, what? We did that? We worked together. Veterans work together and get things done. A lot of times we do things and we don't get any credit. But let me tell you something. Veterans are an overlooked and underused community resource. We come back to this country, a lot of us, and we get involved. We get jobs. Some of us go to school. And we get involved in using some of the skills that we learn in the military and use them in our community to build communities. Veterans do that. One of the things people don't understand about veterans is that veterans are not beggars. Veterans deserve everything based on their service that they need. Veterans are important. And let me tell you how important they are. Yesterday, throughout yesterday, into the night, and this morning, they were still trying to count votes for city council and who would be running in the next level for the mayor of Boston, Massachusetts. Now, there were all city council members except the acting mayor and John Barrows. He was in one of the departments because he was in Marty Walsh, former Marty Walsh's cabinet. And before he went into Marty Walsh's cabinet, he was a candidate for mayor. And Charlotte Golar Ritchie was the candidate. And John Burroughs decided that he couldn't win, so he threw his support to Marty Walsh. As did Felix Arroyo. He got behind Marty Walsh, and Marty Walsh won. Charlotte could have won, but she didn't. And Felix and John both got jobs. Both got good jobs. Felix, he left, and John, he stayed on something to do with business development for the city of Boston. And so that was what he did. But this campaign that he ran, it didn't work out in his favor. Nor did it work out for the acting mayor or city council, Andrea Campbell. We have two candidates now, Ms. George and Ms. Wu. Throughout the campaign that I saw them involved in and heard them speak, I never heard them mention the word V-E-T-E-R-A-N. I never heard them say that. I never heard them reach out and say that veterans deserve to be served. They have heard from me as the head of Triad Veterans League and a strong advocate for veteran services in our community. I know they have heard from me. Not one of these candidates have taken or took the time to share what they have done for our veterans. I didn't hear a word. We'll be right back.
Are you a veteran, or do you know a veteran who is struggling with housing due to COVID-19? Veterans Inc. can help provide support services, including assistance with rent, deposits, utilities, as well as emergency housing, including hotel stays to eligible struggling veterans. If you or someone you know is in need of services, please call 1-800-482-2565 or go online to www.veteransinc.org.
Back again with the other page. My name is Haywood Fennell. And, you know, I just think that it's very important for us to understand the significance of overlooking veterans. Here are men and women who raised their hand while those elected officials stayed at home because none of them are veterans. And we went off to different places and different spaces and got our training and came home for our leave, and then we left, a lot of us did, and since the time of the Vietnam War, a lot of them have come home with illnesses that weren't diagnosed when they could have been or should have been, and later found out that they were suffering from mental health, stress, trauma, PTSD, substance abuse, and a lot of them don't go to the VA to get their treatment because of the healthcare disparities that they encountered and the lack of cultural sensitivity when delivering services, the lack of trust between the veteran and the care provider. Many of our veterans went out into the street and unsafe places still today, rather than to come in, so to speak, and get the care that they deserve and they fought for. Now, we have some community-based health centers that have these units for veterans' care and services and help them, you know, with discharge upgrades and things like that. But what I want you to know is that Triad Veterans League, over the last three administrations, and I'm calling the acting mayor Janey as an administration, and then Marty Walsh, and then before Marty Walsh, there was the late Tom Menino. And I also talked to the state commissioner, secretary of Veterans Affairs, who's no longer there, Francisco Urena. I asked for a building that veterans could rehab and create a community-based veterans multi-service center. I always got non-committal answers, such as, that's a good idea. I know it was a good idea because I know what veterans need because I'm a veteran. I've been a homeless veteran. I've been veterans in prison. I've experienced veterans being let down. But I know that veterans have power. We may be down, but we are not out. Something is going to wake this city up about the importance of recognizing veterans and their power in the vote, and will begin to address the needs of our veterans. We cannot, we must not continue to overlook and underserve those that have served. This is WBCALP 102.9 FM Boston, the Other Page radio program on Boston's community radio station, and we'll be right back.
If you are struggling to afford your internet bills during the pandemic, there's a temporary government program that may be able to help. It's called the Emergency Broadband Benefit, and it provides up to a $50 monthly discount on your broadband bill to qualifying households. Find more information about the program, including if you qualify and how to enroll, at fcc.gov/broadbandbenefit or call toll-free at 833-511-0311. That's 833-511-0311.
Back again, Haywood Fennell. I just wanted to share that information regarding veterans and voting because it's very important that you understand that if it wasn't for the veterans and the sacrifices that they made, like going into other countries and fighting and dying, you might not be able to have voted yesterday if you voted. I did. You got to understand where veterans fit in and open up so that they can get what they need and not have to be living in the street and living in places of danger, afraid because of their mental health challenges and their depression, to come in and open up to begin to let some of the demons out. We don't care about our veterans seemingly enough. Over 70 died at the soldiers' home in Chelsea. And we haven't had a hearing since last year when it happened to discuss it with the public who needs to know. Is this the way that you're going to treat our men and women that serve this country? No, we can't do that. We mustn't even begin to think like that. Veterans are not pawns to be treated in the manner that they've been treated. And the worst thing that you can do is ignore our veterans. So let me tell you some good news. Let me tell you some real good news now. Earlier, when I was mentioning the fact that we had this production 24 years ago, we're getting ready in 2022 to say that we've been around for 25 years. The Oscar Micheaux Family Theater Program Company, also known as The Company, is getting ready to celebrate for 2 days in 2022. The 25th anniversary celebration by paying tribute to the Harlem Renaissance era and their descendants. Music, theater, art, dance, pavilions will be in place. Some of the best talent in the city of Boston and maybe beyond Boston, we are still planning, are going to perform for 2 days, and we're going to do a couple of workshops. One of the workshops is dealing with our women, titled Ordinary but Extraordinary Women. Because we need to be mindful that women are part of the leadership. You see how many women are running for the mayor's office or were running together? They had four women. With the election coming up in November, the city of Boston will have its second, because Mayor Janey is the first female to head the city of Boston as mayor. We're getting ready to have a second one. And it's a lot of women that have made contributions in our struggle. Many of them are veterans. And we decided to do a panel discussion on our women. And we're going to do a counterpart on our men. And we have Ara Keith Houston doing our fashion. That's another pavilion. We have Dr. J. Keith Motley, consultant to the Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts, and also former chancellor at UMass Boston. We are putting together what I believe will be a powerful, and I mean powerful, presentation for 2 days in 2022. You'll be hearing more about that. We're looking for people to be involved. I have more information on that. But we have a webpage. If you'd like to write it down, here it is. The OMTC.com. The OMTC.com. And that's the abbreviation for the Oscar Micheaux Theater Company. And begin to familiarize yourself with what it is that we do. Again, this is the Other Page radio program. We're on WBCALP 102.9 FM, Boston. And we're real happy to be here today to talk about veterans and the need for you to understand that nobody's coming to save us. Some people are looking to use the veterans, but we're not having that anymore. We're not having you give up those promises, and when the time comes to pay up, we want a community-based theater program in our community to address the needs of our veterans, because a lot of our veterans do not go to the VA hospital for care and services. That is a fact. And if you're going to go to the community-based healthcare providing centers that have a section set off for veterans, we need to understand that there needs to be some uniformity around that. What are you telling them? What are you helping them with? We need to have some kind of uniformity. And so that brings me to the work that was done by the late Elizabeth Williams. Some call her Beth Williams. Beth Williams was a job developer, entrepreneur, CEO of the Roxbury Technology, where she provided employment and skills for people that were ex-offenders, that were tax burdens, who became taxpayers. And she was a part of helping us shape Thank You for Your Service, along with Whittier Street Community Health Center. We're going to be doing something in November to honor her and the work that she did. And we're going to resume our work with Thank You for Your Service, because it's very important. It's been a great day. We certainly enjoyed your being with us today. We hope that you got something out of our program, if nothing but to say veterans count. So be safe out there today and enjoy yourself as we leave you with our good friend, Mr. Duke Ellington.
The preceding commentary does not reflect the views of the staff and management of WBCA or the Boston Neighborhood Network. If you would like to express another opinion, you can address your comments to the Boston Neighborhood Network at 3025 Washington Street, Boston, Mass. 02119, attention WBCA LP 102.9 FM. If you would like to arrange a time for your own commentary, call WBCA at 617-708-3241 or email us at radio@bnntv.org.